crazy here yesterday afternoon.
Yeah.
And then it,
quit.
Uh-huh.
Got warm last night.
Uh-huh.
Now, what I was going to ask you about after, what did they used to do after a wedding? Did they used to celebrate in any way after a wedding? Do something to the bride and groom?
Oh, chivalry.
Huh?
What's called chivalry.
Okay, what was that like?
Well, I don't know hardly. They had guns, and they just shoot and holler and hoop and sing, and sometimes ride them on a pole.
Uh-huh. Just the groom, huh?
Yeah.
Did they do anything to the bride?
Well, not too much, no.
Uh-huh. Did they still do anything like that?
No.
When did they stop doing that, would you guess?
Oh, I'd say back in the late teens.
Uh-huh. Probably probably not after World War I, huh?
That's right. I don't remember anybody after World War
I. Uh-huh. Now, if you were going to Damascus this afternoon, you say, let's say you went to Damascus yesterday, you might say to someone, yesterday I was
down to Damascus.
All right. And what about, now, what I'm interested in here is the up, down, and across. That's what I'm, now, how about Mountain City?
Go over to Mountain City.
All right. How about Laura Bloomery?
Well, you'd sit down with Laura Bloomery.
Now, Mountain City and Shady Valley are about the same elevation?
About the same.
I see, but Laura Bloomery's lower.
Yeah.
And how about Bristol?
We'd say over to Bristol.
Uh-huh. But Bristol's quite a bit lower.
That's right.
Uh-huh. But that would be going over the mountain,
I guess.
That's the idea. Now, what if someone lived... what's the name? What are the name of the people who live at the next house over?
Blevins.
All right. Okay, well, that won't help. How about the next house down this way?
Longs.
All right. Now would you say down to, if you're talking about to that house?
Yeah, I'd say down to that house.
All right. Now,
But I'd say up to that one.
Up to that one. Because of the hill.
That's
now,
right.
Now, what about someone who lived over, is there, what about on the other side of that hill?
You'd say down.
I see. Even if it had to go up and down to get
there.
That's
right.
Okay, just, all right. And then, if you're talking about everybody who was at a party or something like that, you might call that the whole
group.
All right. And, music, when music plays and people get out on the floor and move around, you call that a...
Dancing?
Yeah, now what kinds of dances did they used to have when you were...
Well, sometimes just two dance on the floor at a time, and then sometimes they have reels, they call them.
Any other kinds of dances besides reels?
Well, they call it sometimes a two-step.
Uh-huh.
That's about all.
Did they used to have dances or parties ever in connection with the kinds of things they did with, maybe with corn, when they were getting in the corn?
Yeah, they would, more so in apple peelings in my lifetime, more in apple peelings and bean stringings.
Uh-huh.
They'd have an apple peeling, they got the apple peelings then, they'd clear up the floor and they'd dance a while.
Uh-huh.
Or bean stringing.
Uh-huh. And,
those corn shuckings had a back before my day much.
I see.
Yeah.
Those were...
To hell.
What was an apple peeling like? What did they just all... They just have the...
Well, they had peelers, apple peelers back then. They had a little old concern of three forks on it like that, and you'd stick that apple on there and then turn a crank here and that thing would peel that apple and kick it out in the pan.
I see.
You could just peel apples to beat the band.
All right. And if you wanted to know, you're talking about the time that school's over. Would you say at the time of day? Would you say that school closes? And then how about in September? You'd say when does school